But right now, we do this with every congressional candidate. We're going to get all of them in here. And we play a little game, Jeff Byerlin. Mm-hmm. It's called Taking the Fifth.
I like it.
All right, Taking the Fifth. We asked seven questions about some of the details. Very simple questions about the details of the 5th Congressional District. The last couple get a little bit harder, but the first ones are pretty easy. Question number one. Name the river that runs through downtown Nashville.
Would it be the Cumberland?
Yes! One for one. Okay, sticking with Nashville. You're traveling from downtown towards Nashville, towards Vanderbilt. The name of the street in downtown Nashville is Broadway. As you approach Vanderbilt, the street splits. If you veer to the left, Broadway continues for a while. If you keep going straight, what's the name of that road?
Would that be Harding?
No, that would be West End.
Oh, West End Avenue. Okay.
Yeah.
A little too further down.
Yeah. Exactly. Because I started that one in downtown Nashville.
I see.
Right. Okay. Let's go to Maury County. Name the river that runs through downtown Columbia.
That's a great question. Likely be wrong, but I would say the Duck.
Ding, ding. Two for three. Very good. Okay, since we're in Maury County, let's see if you can get... Wait, this is a little twist and turn here.
Speaking of, have you ever canoed the Duck River?
I have.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it was great. I've done the Duck River and the Elk River. Okay, here's the question. Let's see if you can get the correct pronunciation of a small community in Maury County. I will spell it twice, then tell me how to pronounce the name of this community. It's spelled S-A-N-T-A-F-E. That's S-A-N-T-A-F-E. How do you pronounce that?
I would say, since I ride my bike through there, it's called Santa Fe.
Very good.
I love that. It's gorgeous country, Michael.
Santa Fe. See, that means you know this area. Okay. A little bit harder. These last three, a little bit harder. The namesake of one of Nashville's universities, this guy was an early leader of the Church of Christ and did not believe a Christian should participate in the political process. Who was he?
I don't have that one.
David Lipscomb.
Oh, Lipscomb, of course.
Yeah. There's still a little element within the Church of Christ that says you shouldn't participate in the political process. The Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association is headquartered in what 5th Congressional District city?
That's a great question.
It's a hard one.
You know, I have an interesting story about that. But the Walking Horse started down in Marshall County. I believe it's Lewisburg. I believe the Walking Horse Celebration is actually in Shelbyville, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct, but that's not the question that I asked.
But Lewisburg, I think, was...
You are correct. You are correct. You got that. That was very good.
One of the best.
The celebration. The celebration is in Shelbyville, but the Exhibitors Association is headquartered in Lewisburg. Very good. You were there last night.
I actually took a Black Hawk helicopter over for the national anthem at the Tennessee Walking Horse Annual Event to start it off. It was one of the highlights of my career.
That'd be fun to talk about. Okay, last question. Mm-hmm. Now this is a kind of a hard question. I'm going to tell you up front. This is the last question.
Bring it.
Name one of the six Confederate generals killed at the Battle of Franklin in 1864.
Woo. I don't have one.
If I were to have asked myself that question before, without looking it up, I would have known the answer to one. Mm-hmm. Because he's sort of a spectacularly interesting character. Mm-hmm. He was born in Ireland and came over here and his name is Patrick. Patrick Claiborne was one of them. But the others were John Carter, John Adams, States' Rights Gist, Hiram Granbury, and Otto Strahl. Six Confederate generals killed at the Battle of Franklin. Patrick Claiborne, interesting fellow. The thing about Claiborne is he was born in Ireland, served in the British Army for a period, came over to the U.S., and lived in Arkansas for a bit near Helena.
Okay.
In late 1863, and he was the most brilliant commander of the Confederates, but he proposed the freeing of the slaves. in 1863, and that was considered in order to allow them to fight in the Confederate Army.
Wow.
And it was not popular, and they never promoted him. And they promoted people above him who weren't that competent, including John Bell Hood, who was the commander of the disaster that was the Battle of Franklin. Anyways, so there we go. Good.
Oh, that's one.